good evening.
Welcome.
Is good. There's so many join here this day. Since last we met, I have been aware of much thinking on the part of you all. As regards to my words to you last time we met, it has been most interesting for me to hear what your thoughts have been. Each one of you has put forward many ideas for the reason behind my words. So, as you are individual, so too have come your many answers to my speech. This I would wish to say to you this time, my dear friends, that the one word which has not entered your thinking about this topic is the most important one of all. And that, my dear friends, is the word love.
Is that right, everyone? Certainly didn't occur to me.
Let us retrace our steps a little. When each one of you question what life is about, we have discussed many things. And I have said to you, have I not, that life mainly is service to another in order for your spiritual growth. But what activates service in all aspects of living is love. I hesitate here, my dear friends, in order that the word love occupies your thinking for a moment or two. After all, it is the expression of love which initiates your working and your living on this planet. Not only for those nearest and dearest to you, but to those who you encounter upon your pathways. It may be but a moment of your time in living, but for each soul, it can be a lifetime of growth. In saying these words, let me return now to the topic which we had last time. And to simplify them to within a few words, the topic was your involvement in creating this planet Earth. Yes.
Yes.
It was the love of the Spirit which enabled you to become part of the wider scheme of life. It was that love which activates you, which helped you to create this planet Earth in order that others could be helped. Not only yourselves, but many, many other beings. Does it now become a little more understandable to you?
Yes.
By including that one word, that understandable word to you all, you now begin to see that the energy that you give off is indeed that which you call love.
It certainly simplifies it,
Well, would it be also true to say that our involvement on the creation would have been in the nature of a service to the Great Spirit?
All service is to that greater consciousness, yes.
And that itself would be love.
That is love. If I might return you to the words within one of your religious teachings, and it begins, God is love.
Yes.
Let us dispose of the word God, because we know there are many forms that many people upon this planet honor and love and learn by. But let us say that all is love. Then perhaps you can see the wider scheme of life. Does this help you, each one of you? If not, let us please to discuss it this time.
Does that help everyone?
This does help a lot. I wanted to thank you for being so patient with us last time.
Yes.
It just took a little time for us to assimilate the teaching.
I am aware, and let us say that time, as you know it, is of little importance. What is important is that all that I give to you is eventually, whether it be a minute, a week, a year, many years of your time, but as long as the understanding comes. I think I can say, have resigned myself that the little patience I have gained is something that you human beings have still to conquer. But we are aware, and It also helps us to understand in our teachings to you. Be aware of your many, I almost said faults, but again, I hesitate with that word. Do we have questions, please?
Any questions?
Yes. I wonder if we could recap a little in the following way.
Yes.
If one goes back perhaps 4 or 5 billion years in our time before the physical Earth and before the spirit body of Earth, we would have been spirit.
Spirit, let me interrupt just for a moment. Spirit has always existed, whether you call it spirit, energy, consciousness, it always has been.
Yes. It probably would be incorrect to refer to us at that time as souls, because that word, as we've come to know it, involves past life, which didn't exist then, at least not in the way that we know it now.
Yes. Yes. Of course, you speak of soul in that manner, as this planet did not then exist. Then, of course, the soul, in the manner that you understand it, would not exist. But the soul belongs to spirit. In a sense, it has always existed in other forms.
Yes, I wondered about that.
Yes, but if you speak of the soul on the earthly planet, then you would be correct that before the time of the birth of this planet, then the soul, in the way you speak of, would not exist. As always, there is never one clear answer. Please.
George?
So as spirit, we had thoughts, and we thought, we played our part in the creative principle, in thinking of the planet, and the spirit body of the planet came into being.
Yes.
And the physical planet followed. And this, I would suggest, is not a unique happening in the universe, but a general creative happening.
It is the pattern of all life. The power of thought is the creative force behind all things, and thought belongs to spirit.
Yes.
There always has and always will be thought.
Yes. Well, that helps to clarify too. Thank you.
Are you happy with those replies?
Yes. I was just attempting to fit our role in the creation into the greater scheme of things. And yes, I can see that we as spirit were part of that great creative principle.
Yes, it would seem to you human beings to be like a jigsaw, but each piece does eventually fit. It may travel around the board, but there can only be one place for each piece, which eventually slots into place. This is what happens with your understanding of all things. It is unfortunate, perhaps I could say, that whilst clothed in these physical garbs, that the spirit is so restricted.
Yes.
Not only in thinking, but in memory and in all knowing. I have, of course, told you that all of these things are innate within you. It is up to you all, my dear friends, to cultivate each gift of the Spirit. But I know and I fully understand how restricting these physical bodies and, of course, the physical brain interferes at times rather than help you to understand it. At times confuses the issue.
Yes. Do you want to ask a question, Sam?
Yes, I'm sure it's only because of my physical thinking, but one part of us has to come back here to learn. When the earth is finished, when there is no more earth, there must be another place where we can go to learn the same things, because there must be, by the time the end of this earth comes, there will still be some parts of some spirits that still haven't learned properly, so they need to go somewhere to learn. Or am I thinking too much along human lines?
Yes, my dear friends, you cannot see further that the spirit has found itself, so to speak, that when this planet Earth has reached its finality as far as the cosmic evolution goes, it should be that the souls who needed the experience. And after all, this planet has been created for the experience of those souls who needed it. Mm. By the time this planet reaches its finality, as you say, but remember, and this will be another topic, that nothing is lost. The energy of this pattern will return to its greater pattern. But there will be no souls as such who will need this form of teaching.
Yes, I can see it in a different way now. That's, yes, I was,
yes, you yes, understand.
Yes, I do, thank you, yes.
Do we have more questions? Because I would like to close this chapter if each one is happy with what they know.
Any questions, Mark? Graham?
Yes. We have been involved in the creation of our planet for our current learning and our current needs. Will in the future, in other dimensions, go on to create other schools of learning in different ways, in the same way that we've created this planet?
Yes, I have answered the gentleman previously that energy is ever expanding. Therefore, of course, there will always be new creations, new teaching areas, but in a different format. But yes, of course, there will always be learning. There has to be growth for the spirit.
Thank you.
Is that helpful to
you? Yes, it is. Thank you.
Paul?
No, I think I'll be good.
Mary?
Could I just observe a that regarding love in a much more physical sense and in a scientific sense, we have the word affinity. I've always felt that affinity is a rather like a mechanical scientific expression that is close to love, not the same as love, but it's to do with things coming together, and I just see it as an interesting scientific connection with love.
Yes, of course, you must remember that we are using physical words again. We have to use words for the benefit of you beings upon this planet. That is your way of expression. Yes, I understand what you are trying to say. Love is of the spirit. Love is all. It is the creation that comes forth to all things. Affinity is something, I would say, entirely different in earthly meaning.
Yes,
you can have an affinity to something, but not actually be involved in loving. There is a distinct difference as far as I can see.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your guidance there.
After all, man can have an affinity to an object without the emotional feeling of love, which of course you would recognize as being emotional in the sense that you understand it. Would you agree?
Yes, yes, I agree. And yes, it's nice to have your comment on that.
Now, my dear friends, if you are content with our words at this time, I will quietly withdraw from you and allow others to come if they so desire. Again, I wish to express to each one of you that always I hear and feel your thinking. I always try to uphold you, not so much in your daily living. As I have said before, I cannot interfere in your living upon this planet. But what I try to do is to uphold and uplift you so that your thinking becomes of the spirit rather than of the physical. This, my dear friends, I am beginning to see that each one of you is expanding, is growing. Not in words of wisdom, not in knowledge of this work, but in your own individual thinking. This in turn rebounds to others who come within your pathway. And in this way, it should show you how much you have become messengers of spirit. I ask, my dear friends, that as you retire, each to your own this night, that great thanks be given for all love and knowledge which surrounds you.
Yes, I'm sure. Thank you. Thank you once again.